Each of us needs a partner. We're all looking for someone we can rely on in friendship, work, and life. Our partner in today's episode is OctaFX, a reliable business associate in the Forex market. OctaFX is a global trading platform with 10 years of experience and more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries worldwide. Enjoy the lowest spreads in the industry. Buy and sell for the price you see with the fastest execution and take part in regular promos. Join the community of like-minded entrepreneurs by watching the webinars, reading the market analysis, and mastering a free Forex basic course. Check the caption to learn more and find your bonuses for more profitable trading in the description.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Thembegwayo as we discuss ideas that matter. A catalyst for bold action.
Hello there, Vusi. So, this is Eric from Ghana. I've listened to all the great podcasts you've been doing, and it's been very helpful. And I see that looks like you've stopped, or there are other things that are taking up your time. Please make time for us as well, and know that this is taking us, don't leave us out. Thank you. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast, where we talk about ideas that matter. Welcome to the glorious year of 2022, right? And I'm really looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be our best one yet. And I know everybody says that. Like, I think at the beginning of every year, we all say things that we hope will manifest into truths and lived realities, right? We all go, 2020X, and it's going to be my best year yet. And, you know, go get your dream body. I think we say these things, but the question I really have is, do you believe the things you say? My view is that manifestation is a function of belief, not just words. It's one thing to say something. It's quite another for your heart to actually believe it. That was Eric from Ghana, who's complaining, as have so many of you. So many of you who've complained and gone, dude, what's going on? It's like, are you doing the podcast? Are you not doing the podcast? When are you posting your next one? Like, come on, you're killing us. So first, let me say, 2021 was by far, and I say this without qualification, it was by far my best year yet. And not because it was my best year financially, although to be completely honest, it was a phenomenal year financially. Not because it was my best year for my career, although to be honest, it was an amazing year for my career too. Speaking in Zambia in front of 10,000 people, then opening the Global Business Forum at the Dubai Expo, then sharing the stage with His Excellency, and then, you know, traveling all over the world and meeting people and speaking at stuff and opening new platforms and finalizing my latest book publishing deal and launching our new fund and investing in new businesses. It's been an amazing year for my career, an amazing, amazing year. But here's the reason why 2021 was by far my best year yet. It's finally because we built a community around ideas that matter. It was my best year yet because of each and every single one of you that support the VT Podcast. Each and every single one of you that take the time to listen to the podcast and to share it with your friends. Each and every single one of you that get invested in the language, the conversation, the learning, the growth, the exploration, not only of ourselves, but also of our world, trying to make sense of this existential experience we're all having called life. It was because of each and every single one of you that sent me DMs. And by the way, yeah, I read all of them, actually. I might not reply to all of them, but I read all of them. Whether it's the DMs coming through in my Twitter DMs or my Instagram DMs or the Facebook messages, I actually get to see all of them. Our Facebook page just passed the 1 million followers mark. And I feel so great about this, right? Because we finally built a community around positive messaging. Here is, as you know, the simple thesis. My simple thesis is that there's so much negativity in the world. So much negativity. Like, if you want a trend, just attack someone. Say something negative about someone. And we live in this, and I've said this before, we live in this rather curious time where envy, hate, and jealousy can disguise themselves as consciousness. They call themselves woke. But if you listen deep enough, it's nothing more than envy. It's just jealousy. And it masks itself with some sort of highfalutin intellectualism that's actually quite shallow once you go beneath the surface of the actual criticism. And so we're very clear at the VT podcast about providing positivity to the world, about giving enlightened conversation to the world. My measurement criteria for whether or not we're doing well is not how many people are listening to the podcast, although, as was the list published last week, one of the top 10 podcasts in South Africa, although that is important, I think for me what's really, really important is whether or not the people listening to the podcast are growing, whether you're being advanced, whether you're becoming a better version of you. Are you adding better value to your society, to your community, to your family? Are you adding better value to the people you love who love you back? Are you adding better value to your organization where you're plowing your time and your skills and your intellectual ability? Are you adding more value? Because if we're not doing that, then what's the point? Like, what's the point, guys? What's the point of it all? What's the point of life and goals and dreams and all the rest of this jazz? So, Eric, I got it. I get the criticism. I got it, right? And to each and every single one of you, I could go into my DMs right now and I'm almost sure to find someone who goes, dude, where's the next podcast? Like, what's going on? I got it. I got it. We're working on, I got it, all right? There are a couple of things to say about this. The first thing to say is, you know, I think we found a rhythm. We did the best we could last year, ourselves and our partners at Sound & Sounds, to really find a rhythm so that we can produce these routinely. And as a lot of you know, I also moved from South Africa, living in the Middle East. And so there was some time there of settling that needed to take place, right? But I think we've finally found that rhythm and we're very excited for what we're going to be able to do this year. I can promise you that we're going to do the best we can to consistently deliver podcasts for you every single Monday morning. Why Monday morning? Because we just want it to be this jab of positivity as you start your week, right? It's just like, you know how you have a good cup of coffee to just start your day? We want the VT podcast to be a good dose of positivity, of thinking, of exploration, an expansive mind and thought that starts your week so that you start your week on a positive note, right? And if you start on a more positive note, the thesis is that you can have a more positive life. So very, very excited. Thank you, Eric, for saying it on behalf of everybody. And yes, everybody, I'm going to do the best I can this year to commit to doing these podcasts so that you can get the messaging as and when you need it. Right. Now that we got that out the way, let's talk about this week's podcast. This week, I wanted to talk to you a bit about peace of mind. Peace of mind. If you remember, the last year when we were closing our podcasts, I spoke to you about reaching a state of flow. And the idea was that there was a state that you reach where you're in constant flow. It's almost as if you're in agreement with the universe about what is your role on this little planet called Earth. It's the state you reach when the quality of work you're churning out, your quality of thought, and your quality of life are congruent. In other words, it doesn't follow that for the work to be done, your life must be poorer. Quite the contrary, as you're doing and expanding and adding more value to the world, so true it is too, that what's actually happening is you're living a better quality life. It's called alignment. We'll come to that later. But this week, I wanted to talk to you a bit about peace of mind. And I want to talk about peace of mind because one of the messages that comes across consistently, particularly on the inboxes that I get, is it seems to me that a lot of us have our peace of mind interrupted. I haven't, in a very long time, had a start to the year the likes of which I've had this year. And I say that in this sense. I've seen a marked increase in the number of people I know who've been getting on the phone and have some sort of problem. 90% of the time, it's a financial problem. But actually what it comes down to is if you look across each of those cases, whether it's, you know, the cousin family member who's got a particular issue, or the aunt who's got a particular issue, or the member of the church who's got a particular issue, it comes down to this single idea that people just don't have peace of mind. So, I want you and I to make a covenant at the beginning of this year of our Lord, 2022. And the covenant is this, that no matter what we do, no matter what it is we aspire for, no matter what our goals and our ambitions, no matter what it is we want to achieve and who we want to become, whatever the glory and the, you know, outward remuneration of all of the things we want to do, can we agree that as a base foundation for our year is that we're going to go for peace of mind? That's the most important thing. That even if at the end of this year we don't achieve our financial goals, but if we're able to consistently maintain a peace of mind, it would have been a good year. Just peace of mind. You know, in the world today, depression is through the roof. Anxiety, through the roof. In the world today, suicide rates are through the roof because human beings are living in a world where social media says everything is getting better. Get on Instagram and people are buying things and, you know, good life and flex life and fresh life and all of this stuff. But for some other strange reason, even though outwardly we're all projecting wellness, we don't have peace of mind. And so I think let's make a covenant in our community, in this community of people who cherish ideas that matter, that our focus for this year is going to be on attaining and sustaining peace of mind. Well, how do you do that? As you know, we pride ourselves when we put together these podcasts on becoming people who can amplify the idea, not only the idea itself, but also the how, the mechanistic part of how you achieve it. So how do you achieve peace of mind? The first thing in attaining your peace of mind is to surrender. Now, there are too many of us who have not yet surrendered ourselves. You still live with the illusion of control. Surrendering doesn't mean you don't believe in your own agency to change your life. Surrendering means you don't fight the wind as it's blowing in your direction. Here's quite simply what that means. Right now, there is somebody listening to this conversation who is deeply stressed. They have very heightened levels of anxiety. In fact, they're what we call a high-functioning person who has anxiety. And there are a lot of those people, by the way. You meet them, they're happy, they speak well, they speak up, they're present in meetings and all of these things. But actually what they have is an illness. They've got a high-functioning level of anxiety. And I think 90% of us are like this. We're busy like little ducks kicking under the water, but if you actually were to scratch the surface, you realize we're all suffering from very chronic levels of anxiety.
The pandemic has shown that life is unpredictable. Many of us have experienced a lack of income, work delays, and the need to adapt to a new normality. In these difficult times, we're all looking for something that will give us a sense of stability. Look to the future with confidence with OctaFX. OctaFX is a reliable global trading platform. Since 2011, it has offered a high-end trading experience to more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries. OctaFX won Best Forex Broker Asia 2021 award and more than 40 other awards since its foundation. OctaFX provides a free Forex basic course for those new to trading, conducts webinars, and sends newsletters with market insights for you to keep up with the recent changes in the Forex market. Download the OctaFX trading app by following the link in the description and get $5,000 in your demo account for practice. Open and close orders in your demo account until you feel ready to switch to a real one. Check the caption to learn more. Apply the promo code VUSI100 to double your first-time deposits for more efficient trading.
But right now, as you listen to this, there is somebody listening to this conversation who's got anxiety. They are working in a company that they don't like. They're doing a job that they hate. They are living a life that they absolutely despise. But they function in this space because it's all they know. It's just all they know. They have a dream about something they want to do. They want to give up that job as an actuary and go and become a preschool teacher, right? But they can't do it because society says they shouldn't do it. Because the way their life is set up is so that they can't do it. So, what they sacrifice instead is their peace of mind. They constantly go into the toxic workplace. they're constantly engaging with the toxic people in toxic WhatsApp groups, where the only thing that's being talked about is other people. You know, if you're in those WhatsApp groups where the only thing people are talking about is other people, all you've done is you've digitized toxicity. I'll say that again. You've just digitized toxicity. You've taken toxicity, gossip, rumor mongering, and you've put it on a digital platform. Yeah? So those people have surrendered their peace of mind. The first thing to do in attaining peace of mind is surrender. Let me ask you a question. What are you fighting for? What are you doing? Like, you're so busy, you're fighting. You're constantly in argumentation. Read the latest messages you're sending to people. Listen to how you're talking to people. Check the emails that you're sending out to people. Watch the stuff you're posting on social media. What are you fighting for? What are you doing? What's with the anger and the toxicity? What are you fighting for? So the first thing to do is to surrender. What does surrender look like? Surrender is the idea that you can just be in this moment and experience this moment for what it is. Recognizing that this single moment is not a definition of who you are, but rather a reflection of the space you're in. Surrender. Once you surrender, you get one step closer to peace of mind. There are some listening to this who are hanging on to a car you can no longer afford, because if you let it go, what would society think of you? There are some listening to this who are hanging on to a home you can no longer afford, because if you had to move out and, you know, downscale, what would your friends say? There are some of you listening to this who are keeping a business that is dead alive because you're known to be that successful businessman. And if people ever figured out that you're 20 million in the red, what would they say? What are you fighting for? Just surrender. Life, it has been my humble experience, has built into it a system of wisdom. But for the wisdom of life to infect your life, you have to surrender yourself to the rhythm of life. The rhythm of life. So the first thing then in attaining peace of mind is to surrender. The second thing, and I mentioned it just a moment ago, is to catch your rhythm. So many of you don't have peace of mind because you're not in your rhythm. Now, what does that mean? My life follows a particular rhythm. It has a certain cadence, is the word that I'm looking for. I can tell you in my business when are the busy seasons and when are the quiet seasons. In my speaking business, for instance, right now, January, February, March is a busy season for us. Companies are getting back into the office. Office teams, executives, CEOs are wanting to pull their teams together, inspire them, motivate them. And so they call me in, whether on a virtual Zoom or physically, as I'll be doing in the UK and in Las Vegas later on in the next quarter. They call me in and they go, this is what we want you to do. Come and do it for us. So this is busy season for me. Then there are moments that are quiet seasons. And what I've learned over the years is to adjust my rhythm to the season. This is so important. So I go gung-ho when it's time to go gung-ho. I can tell you what I do in my December. I hit the gym religiously. I eat well. I physically prepare my body for the onslaught of what's going to happen in that first quarter of the year. Because I know first quarter of the year, I'm in planes, I'm in hotels, I'm eating hotel food and plane food, and I'm barely sleeping. I'm preparing for stuff. I'm getting ready for stuff. I'm setting goals for my businesses. I'm doing stuff. So there's a particular rhythm, right? And I'm busy setting up the motion. I'm setting up the rhythm. And then around May, things cool down a bit. And I've got to get into that rhythm. So around that time, I go internal, I introspect, I read, meditate, pray, I listen. So here's the question I have for you. Whose life are you living by? Ask differently. Whose rhythm are you following? There are some in this conversation listening right now who are envious of their friends. And you're envious of your friends because they're at a different part of their rhythm. Yeah? 3 years ago, you were the one getting the latest car and the latest apartment and the latest watch and the latest this. And now your life is just at a different rhythm and you don't know how to connect yourself with who you are and where your friend is. And now it's your friend's turn. Your friend is now getting the latest this and the latest that. And what you have to learn to do is to know the rhythm of your life. And I think if you listen, if you really listen, you'll notice what that cadence is. And here's an exercise for you to try. Look at your life between the ages of 18 and 28. And write down all of the major events over that period of time and try if you can remember the dates. And you're going to notice something interesting. Big things in your life typically happen at the same time of every year. Big things follow a rhythm. Because life is about rhythm. Everything we are is about rhythm. So just find your rhythm. Once you've found your rhythm, be honest with that rhythm. And if your rhythm right now is on the downbeat, and this is the part of your life where you're rebuilding the foundation for who you are becoming, then embrace that. I can tell you that because that's where I am. I'm not on the upbeat, although it might look that way. To some of you, I'm actually on kind of that intermediate beat. I'm building a foundation for who I will be in the next 20 years. So I've let go of who I used to be over the past 20 years. I finished my high schooling 20 years ago. So I've let go of who that guy used to be. And I'm now looking forward at who this guy wants to be, who this guy is called to be. And I've reestablished and am reestablishing my life with that rhythm. So what are the things I need to do today that prep me for the next 20 years? You know, this thing about rhythm is so interesting. I was having a conversation with a friend last week, and she was complaining about a particular frustration she just had with a new business she's starting. And she was saying, got this new business I'm starting, I'm supposed to be doing this, I'm supposed to be on site, X, Y is supposed to happen. And you know something interesting? I show up on site and this isn't happening and that's not happening. And I said to her, wait, hold on. Were you frustrated? She says, yes. I said, how long did it take? She says, it took my whole day. It wasted a whole day. I said, right. And how long do you want to run this business for once you've got it up? She says, no, I'm going to run it until I'm going to build a mega empire. I said, right. So let's assume you have that business and you run it for 10 years. What is 10 days in the context of 10 years? A lot of us are frustrated by this moment because we don't understand the grand scheme of things. You see, a 3-month frustration will kill you if you don't have a 3-year goal. But there are some, the minute you know the goal of what you're doing and how big it is, the small steps and frustration you have to suffer are exactly that. Small steps and frustrations, right? I see a lot of this in the capital raising game, right? In particular for our VC firm. When you're raising capital, it's a long-term exercise. You talk to investors, you meet with them. You meet with them again and then again and then again. And then they palm you off. And then you talk to somebody in the investment committee. And then they come back to you. And then they say, you got to change this on your deck. And you change it on your deck and you schedule another meeting. And then, you know, the board of trustees is not meeting for a particular period of time, right? And then after a quarter, they meet again after 3 months. And then you got to go back and reestablish. Now, that can be a deeply frustrating process. Let's assume it takes me 9 months to finally get to a point where the limited partner commits capital to a fund. What's 9 months if I'm building a business that's going to last 9 generations? What's 9 months if I'm building a business that's going to take care of my son and my daughter and my son and all of their children for 9 generations? What's 9 months? So the reason you are frustrated and you don't have peace of mind is because you don't have context over the moment. Regain your context. Understand your rhythm and get into alignment with that rhythm. Building seasons, growth seasons, digging foundation seasons are not finishing seasons. Do you know when they put up a building, right? There's nothing as beautiful as when you see the finishing touches go up. Especially those long, tall glass buildings, right? It's one of the things I love about Dubai is the long, tall glass buildings. Those beautiful finishing touches. But if you look at the Burj Khalifa, beautiful, beautiful masterpiece. I would love to know how deep is the foundation that holds the world's tallest building up. Because when the foundation was being dug was a particular rhythm, particular season. So judge not the season and the rhythm of the finishing touches with the rhythm of digging for foundations. So that's how you attain your peace of mind. And now I'm going to give you the hack. This is the life hack. So now that we know how you attain the peace of mind, how do you sustain your peace of mind? Well, actually, you sustain your peace of mind by doing two things. The first is by being happy for other people. Why is that so hard for so many of us to do? Be happy for somebody else. Genuinely, honestly, legitimately happy. And it's a natural human condition sometimes, you catch yourself in your head talking negatively about somebody else's success. Stop yourself. Be happy for somebody else. The second is to have gratitude over what you have been given. I am an honest believer in this single idea that God, the universe, or whatever it is you believe in as our single source of life, will give to you that which you are ready to receive. Now, there are some of us who are praying things and saying things and manifesting things. You're praying them with your heart. You're speaking them with your mouth, but you are not ready to receive them. You don't yet have shoulders broad enough to carry the weight of the throne you are asking to be bestowed on your head. And there is a process life has to take you through. In the same way, for those of you who are Christians, before David could beat Goliath, he first had to face the bear and the lion, right? There's this process you go through before the throne, the crown can be put on your head and you can occupy the throne. The process is the preparation for where you're going. Now, what you have to learn to do is to be happy with you in your process, wherever you are in that process. The reason you may have envy or jealousy is because you're not happy with where you are in your process and therefore can't be happy with where somebody is in theirs. Happiness, gratitude, the universe, or God, will give you that which you are ready for. So get ready. Get ready. Right. Whew. That was a long one. Hey, what'd you guys think? That was a good one. I think that was a good one. That was a fantastic, I'd like to say, first episode of the VT Podcast Ideas That Matter. I promise we're going to do the best we can this year to make sure that we are constant and routine in our delivery of these messages. We love, guys, I can't say this enough. We love receiving your messages of support. So send us your messages of support and ensure that in the messages of support, as you send them through to us, you tell us who you are and where you're coming from and what it is about the podcast that you enjoyed. Right, ladies and gentlemen, damas y señores, gogos and goginas, that was the VT Podcast. Sayonara. Cool, man. Shall we do one more? Growth seasons, digging foundation seasons, are not finishing seasons. Do you know when they put up a building, right? There's nothing as beautiful as when you see the finishing touches go up. Especially those long, tall glass buildings, right? It's one of the things I love about Dubai is the long, tall glass buildings. Those beautiful finishing touches. But if you look at the Burj Khalifa, beautiful, beautiful masterpiece, I would love to know how deep is the foundation that holds the world's tallest building up. Because when the foundation was being dug was a particular rhythm, particular season. So judge not the season and the rhythm of the finishing touches with the rhythm of digging for foundations. So that's how you attain your peace of mind. And now I'm going to give you the hack. This is the life hack. So now that we know how you attain the peace of mind, how do you sustain your peace of mind? Well, actually, you sustain your peace of mind by doing two things. The first is by being happy for other people. Why is that so hard for so many of us to do? Be happy for somebody else. Genuinely, honestly, legitimately happy. And if, and it's a natural human condition sometimes, you catch yourself in your head talking negatively about somebody else's success, stop yourself. Be happy for somebody else. The second is to have gratitude over what you have been given. I am an honest believer in this single idea that God, the universe, or whatever it is you believe in as our single source of life, will give to you that which you are ready to receive. Now, there are some of us who are praying things and saying things and manifesting things. You're praying them with your heart. You're speaking them with your mouth, but you are not ready to receive them. You don't yet have shoulders broad enough to carry the weight of the throne you are asking to be bestowed on your head. And there is a process life has to take you through. In the same way, for those of you who are Christians, before David could beat Goliath, he first had to face the bear and the lion, right? There's this process you go through before the throne, the crown can be put on your head and you can occupy the throne. The process is the preparation for where you're going. Now, what you have to learn to do is to be happy with you in your process, wherever you are in that process. The reason you may have envy or jealousy is because you're not happy with where you are in your process and therefore can't be happy with where somebody is in theirs. Happiness, gratitude, the universe, or God, will give you that which you are ready for. So get ready. Get ready. Right. Whew. That was a long one. Hey, what'd you guys think? That was a good one. I think that was a good one. That was a fantastic, I'd like to say, first episode of the VT Podcast, Ideas That Matter. I promise we're going to do the best we can this year to make sure that we are constant and routine in our delivery of these messages. We love, guys, I can't say this enough. We love receiving your messages of support. So send us your messages of support and ensure that in the messages of support, as you send them through to us, you tell us who you are and where you're coming from and what it is about the podcast that you enjoyed. Right, ladies and gentlemen, damas and señoras, gogos and goginas. That was the VT Podcast. Sayonara.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.